Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Well, my name is Mac Cassidy, and I'm the owner of Mid-Atlantic Social Media and Marketing. And we do blog posts, articles, press release content, and of course, manage social media for businesses.
And a partridge in a pear tree?
Exactly.
There we go. Question number two. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, I think working with businesses, especially in the vein of what I do, they have good knowledge and understanding of the services already. So there's not a lot of learning curve or education. They are usually using social media or website content already, so they understand it. And we are very economical with regards to our time and what we're looking to get out of the relationship. So it ends up more times than not being a pretty easy relationship.
Perfect. Perfect. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
Usually I would say yes, but I think nowadays with social media and that a lot more executives and business owners are really putting themselves out there. For instance, with LinkedIn, I'll go directly to those profiles and find exactly who I need to speak with. And I'm unashamed in asking for their business. And I say, look, here's why I'm here. You're going to benefit by using my services. I'll benefit by gaining a new client. And in the past, we certainly had the gatekeepers and things of that nature with cold calling. But with social media now, I think that we can get to those people a lot more easily these days.
That works there. Let's get to question number four. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Well, I think really the number one thing is to do your research. As we all probably learned in sales early on, you have to know that the person that you're speaking with has a need. So you don't just go in there and start trying to sell them on something and telling them why they need it, but find out where there's areas in what you do and what they need. And once you uncover those needs and you offer the solution, it works every time.
Well, how do you do research on clients? Give me some examples.
Well, certainly going to social media profiles and seeing the types of things they post, especially for their business, going to their website and really getting a feel for what message they're trying to give to their clients. And if you can really understand that message, you can tailor products and services directly to them to go in line with what they're already trying to do.
Well, I'd like to get a little more specific. So it's like when you go look for someone and you're doing the research, what are you looking for to say this person might be a client for me?
Okay, so for me personally, I look for social media profiles that aren't updated a lot, that have old data or incomplete data, websites that don't feature a blog, or feature articles and content. So for me, it's about looking for that need. They're not speaking to their customers and clients on a consistent basis or an educational basis, and I can provide them with that content. So that's kind of my approach.
That makes sense, sir. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Well, I have a buddy in the UK named Rob Sales, and he does the paid Facebook marketing side that I don't. I'm mostly organic, and he's fantastic in working with businesses who really want lead generation specific. So he can tailor campaigns directly for them and get them the type of very specific leads they're looking to go after. So I would be happy to, you know, after the show, provide you with his information. And I've already spoken with him. And he is awesome in helping other business owners achieve their goals. So
perfect. I will look him up when we're done here. Question number six is the most important question of the podcast, Mac. I need you to focus on this one. Hey, Mac, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale. There's a slew that I could go through. I will have one specific example. But from the time I was super, super young, I would have garage sales in our garage. I was about 7 or 8 years old. I would put up a table, put a sign on it, and people would come to purchase stuff right out of our garage. And I remember my father running out to the garage one day, grabbing his steel chainsaw, was going to sell it for $10 and it was worth about $500. So he quashed that sale. But then when I was 15, I worked in his insurance office and I was processing policies and filing and things of that nature. And I saw my coworkers' commission sheets and what they were making to sell. And so I got on the phone with one of the customers that he already had and sold him a personal liability umbrella policy. I wasn't licensed. I found out later I had to go ahead and get the right licensing, but he was amazed. I took the initiative. I had the conversation after learning about it and closed my first professional sale at age 15 at State Farm.
I love that. Starting your professional sales at 15. Did you go to jail for that sale?
No, I actually didn't get paid though because I wasn't licensed, but my pop took me out to dinner, so it worked out.
Okay, so you got a little bit of a dinner out of it. You got a little tiny part of it there, so that works there. Yeah, Mac, you now have 3 minutes and 17 seconds left. Promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best note wouldn't be concise and want to end early, you can end early. Go.
Well, I tell you what, the only real thing I want to say is that for any business owners that are checking this out, we are really helping businesses right now that are hurting with the pandemic. So we're doing content, website design, and social media management with extremely low duration contracts, as low as 90 days. And our pricing, we've cut back 30% to, again, help those businesses that are moving online. They need a lot of content, but they don't have a massive budget. In fact, they're probably hurting right now. So the number one thing is if businesses reach out to me, we'll work with you and we can help just about everyone. So that's really about it.
Perfect. Perfect. That was in nutshell there. You got 2 minutes and 22 seconds left. Anything else you want to talk about or we can end early?
Not really. I say getting to the point, rock and roll. We can end early. I really appreciate the opportunity, though.
That is the goal of this podcast. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
MidAtlanticSocialMedia.com.
In the description, it's magic. Mac, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.